It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. It's going to be an excellent night tonight because tonight we're going to be talking about how hip hop has evolved successfully in spite of the criticism. But before we get started, we have to pay respect to our Lord and Father, Jesus Christ, and His Father, God, Jehovah. Lord, we ask that you cover every ear that is listening to the show, everyone who participates. We ask that you put down all technical difficulties so that we can get through a show progressively. We ask you this in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. Tonight, guys, like I say, we're talking about how hip-hop has evolved successfully in spite of the criticism. In the early days of hip-hop, when it first got started, everybody was saying that it was just a trend. It was pretty much a phase. And that it wouldn't last. Well, tonight, that's in question. And we're going to ask tonight, is hip-hop just a phase? Is it really standing its own as it has been doing for the last 30-some-odd years? So tonight, that's what we're talking about. And I want to welcome my hostess with the mostess. That's Lady Di. How you doing, Lady Di?
I'm doing fantastic on this Family and Friends Friday. What about yourself?
I am doing extremely well, and very excited for the weekend because we're in revival this week, so I'm going to be able to participate a little bit in it this weekend. So, but it's real good.
And you're going to be all revived, huh?
All revived. So next week I should come alive.
On Monday, huh?
Yep. One of our guests is here. I can't identify the number, so I'm going to let them open up the floor and introduce themselves. That's 916-226. If you would, please, could you please state your name, where you're calling from, and what it is that you do?
My name's Tatiana Turner. They call me T. Turner. I'm from California. I'm currently in the Los Angeles area. I'm from Sacramento, though, and which is Northern California. And I am a audio engineer and producer for independent films, television commercials, and marketing and advertising was my former career before I got into more into entertainment.
Thank you, Tatiana. Lady Di, meet Tatiana.
Hey, Lady Di, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Welcome to the show, T. Turner. It's nice to have met you. We're looking forward to hearing what you have and your perspective on tonight's topic. So thank you for joining.
Thank you.
Poetic, do we have anyone else?
Not as of yet. The other guests haven't joined us yet, but I just talked with him, so he should be calling in shortly.
All righty, sounds good. Well, okay. For those of you who are just tuning in, you are officially locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your hostess with the mostess officially checking into the building tonight on a Family and Friends Friday where we're talking all about how hip-hop has evolved successfully in spite of the criticism that we have, endured. And T. Turner, I know you're just the woman who is going to help navigate us through this topic, and I want to get your opening remarks, if you don't mind.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I don't mind. How do I feel about hip-hop and its evolution? I would say that I guess we proved them wrong. People thought it was just a fad or it was just going to come in and go back out. If anything, it's evolved and metamorphosed and turned into all different type of things. And I feel that I hear a lot of things about the music of today isn't real hip-hop and this and whatnot. To me, I feel that all the different types of genres of hip-hop we have today, rap and techno rap and this and that, and are all spinoffs of their father, hip-hop. So to say that, you know, the music of today isn't the same as the music, yeah, the music might not be the same, but we're all the same family, we all brothers and sisters, you know. So I think that, you know, when you have something that came from a culture where their main motto is survival, then you have something where if you show these people, hey, this is what you can do, this is how you can make money off of it, this is how you can take care of your family, this is how you can do this and that, well, hey, the hip-hop community said, okay, well, we can get paid for this. Oh, we can do this like the athletes. People are going to sponsor us and whatnot. And if anything, hip-hop helped get people out of the hood. It helped get people out of the projects and stuff, the places where it started, you know, in New York. And it helped people evolve from a situation where they thought they were desperate and nothing was ever going to happen. We all going to live in the ghetto forever. We don't have no chance. Well, now you're finding people springing up everywhere that are producers and artists and, you know, not just on the rapping side, but they're the DJs and the people making the music and recording it and writing songs and stuff like that. So not only did hip-hop evolve in a good way, a great way, it's going to keep on growing, and it'll keep on changing and metamorphosing and this and that, just as everything else in life has done.
I couldn't have put it better myself. Thank you so much for your opening remarks. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight, I see. For those of you who are just checking in, you are officially locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your hostess with the mostest, the lovely Lady Dot, alongside Poetic, who is our producer extraordinaire and also the visionary and founder of Hip Hop National Radio. Can't do anything without our Queen Bee, who's always in the background holding us down. That is Myra Morris, who's the CEO of our Hip Hop National magazine. If you hadn't had an opportunity, you definitely want to take a walk down memory lane at www.hiphopnational.com and see all the great work that Myra does with the magazine. I mean, when I say she puts it down, I put her up against an Ebony Essence and Vibe any day. Hands down, T-Pain was the last one, and boy, I'm almost about to explode. I can't wait to share with you who she has coming up on the next cover. You are going to be totally pleased and also, you know, definitely surprised. She just keeps taking us to the next level, and we're so glad to have her be a part of our dynamic team. So with that being said, if you're all talked out because the week can beat you up, make sure you still join us at www.blogtalkradio.com with the / the Hip Hop National Radio. That's where you can get in on our chat room, and you can chat it up if you don't feel like talking. For those of you who got a little bit more steam left in you, dial carefully, but dial 213-559-2995. The number again is 213-559-2995. That's where you can get in, where you fit in, and let us know what you're thinking and ask your questions and get your comments on and all of the like. So with that being said, we're going to continue in our discussion about exactly, you know, how we feel about the way that hip-hop has really evolved. You know, not only have we taken criticism, I totally agree with you, T. Turner, when you mentioned that people thought it was just going to be a fad. And so to see the evolution really come to fruition and be so fruitful and now role models and, you know, all of the moguls who have come out of this industry, it is just, I know for me, a delight to see. You know, now what I really would like to see us focus on as an industry is how each one can reach one and teach one. I think it's our responsibility. I think we should be held accountable. We believe here at Hip Hop National Radio that sharing is caring, and the way I think to the top is for us to help each other out. You know, we got to get out of that crab mentality. We have to get to a place where we're not always trying to pull each other down. We got to get out of that jealousy and envious spirit and just be able to say, you know, I love what one of our dynamic experts said the other night. He was like, it's okay being a copycat. Just make sure you're copying the right cat. And I love that. That's something that stuck with me. It really resonated. And I think it's senseless sometimes when we go back and try to recreate the wheel, where we could just partner with each other because there's power in numbers, and a lot of times we don't have to go back and do it. You know, it's just a way that when we pull together, we can enhance it and make things better. So having said that, you know, T. Turner, I'd be interested to get your opinion, your perspective on how you believe we can come together as an industry and continue this success run.
Well, I feel that the entrepreneurial networking spirit is very vibrant, very alive in today's generation, and people are networking and getting together like never before with the power of the internet. And you don't even have to, you don't need the big names and the big this and that anymore. If you have the ambition and the drive and the goal, and if you don't have the knowledge or a computer savvy, get somebody who is, team up or whatnot. There's a lot that can be done. We, just like you said, Dee, just like you said, the problem is that because it's become so easy and so available that now everybody, a lot of people think, oh, I could just do it on my own. I don't need you. I get so many people who request to get video work done, and they say, and they're constantly telling me, yeah, well, you know, nowadays you can just get a camera and you can go do what you want and you can do it, you know. But, yeah, it might be available, it might be this and that, but finding, but being able, you can get a camera, you can shoot in this HD quality, but having the artisticness to know angles and lighting and how to do this and what this is supposed to mean and different type of language of the cinema is a different story. And so it's not, if we all think we're just going to do it on our own, that's impossible, because not one person out there who made it did it on their own. They all needed somebody at some point, whether it was a lawyer, whether it was a publicist, whether it was a DJ, whoever it was, you know. So networking and coming together with other people who you can get along with, who you can collaborate with, who have the same type of beliefs you do and system set up that you do is, you know, is the way to go. Because you can't always be the artist and be the manager and be this and be that. Get people who support you. Get people who are on the same page as you. One person might want to be an engineer, so that person records. One person wants to be an artist. One person is going to school to be in public relations, you know, so they want to be a PR person. You know, networking and collaborating, I mean, it's the key. What I learned is that first when you get into the business, everybody tells you it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that's true. You know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. But then once you get into the business, you realize that it's not about who you know now, it's about what you know, because you already know the people. So now they want to see what you got. So, you know, getting a strong team together, networking with people who want to do, who have the same ambitions and goals is what will get you to where you need to be, you know.
I love how you said that. You know, and you make it sound so easy. So, you know, my next question to you is, if it's really that simplistic, then why can't we get it right? I mean, why is it that we can't just all get along and work together for the good?
Well, when you say we, do you mean the hip-hop community? Do you mean certain sectors of the hip-hop community? How do you mean?
I'm talking about our whole hip-hop community, because you see it in pockets, but what will it take? Since we're talking about evolution, what exactly will it take for us all to come together and make sense of this?
Well, that is a tough question. That's like asking where the world came from, how it started, you know. There's different theories. Hello? Hello? Oh, okay. I heard
a phone is ringing. Yeah. There's a phone ringing for sure. Poetic probably
in.
Shut one of the lines. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, that's a tough question. I mean, it's like you said, that's perfect. There's pockets. There's pockets here and there. And those pockets, you know, are those individual people that, you know, like, how can I say, there's only one Jay-Z. There's only one Rockefeller. There's only one, you know, Steven Spielberg. There's only one of that person, you know. And so it's an individual type thing. Everybody has to take a look in the mirror and say, you know, this is how I should operate. This is how things are supposed to be. Instead of looking in the mirror saying, I look good and I'm number one and it's only me, you know. And that's going to be the key thing. I do see
a lot more networking now because of the internet, because of Voxer, because of Twitter, and because of all these things they got going on out here, social media. But it's an individual thing. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You know, so many people have laptops and they're out there making beats or oh, I love this one. I get so many people tell me I'm an artist and I got a CD out, but I can't go nowhere on the internet and find it. I can't. They don't know how to even use a computer barely. I tell them I give them a P.O. box and send it to me that way. I never get it. You know, they try to send me an MP3 file. They don't understand the MP3 has a degraded quality. And if you're sending it to me to listen to it, you would want to send me the best you have. So in the networking process, knowing that you cannot do it on your own, unless you know everything and you know how to do everything, and there's a handful of people out there, there's that less than 1% who can do that and who have achieved that. But at the same time, who is that less than 1%? If you're the average person, you're going to have to do a lot more. You're going to need people who around you who have the same goals and ambitions that you do. There's no I in team. One person can't win a football game. You have to have a linebacker, defensive, offense, defense, all this, you know. So, I mean, like you see these people, a lot of the stars and stuff, they have entourages. They don't do it on their own. They have 6-7 people, if not 20 people sometimes, following them around, helping them because they have so much to do. And you know, networking is number one. Getting with people who have the same ambition and goals, you can't reach everybody. You can't touch everybody. But with a team of people, you can reach more people than if you're trying to sit there and just do everything yourself and think you can just get it going, you know. Any company, any major company, any big company you're going to see has a CEO, a president, a founder, somebody who got the ball rolling and set up a formula and a system and then had people help implement that system. So Dr. Dre did an interview years ago, and they asked him the question, basically it was something like, what do you something about the music business? What do you think about the music business today? And he said, it's just that. It's a business. And if you're in these new and upcoming independent artists have to realize that it's a business. And you don't see any business out here on the street except if they're a small mom and pops and they're never going nowhere business that has one employee, you know. So if you think you want to be that one employee that's working in this small store and just making enough that's never to just make it, then go ahead. But if you want to be a corporation, take a look at their model. There's somebody who is the last person and who all responsibility falls on, but there's people, 100 people before that to make sure nothing falls on that person. So you have to build that network. You have to have that type of support system around you, whatever you're doing, especially independent artists and independent filmmakers.
Wow. You said a mouthful, and I mean, that's what we need here, because mostly our targeted audience that's listening land here at Hip Hop National Radio are individuals who are either aspiring artists or unsigned artists, some who have been in the game for a while, and others who are just fresh. So we try to give them information because we believe sharing is caring, and ask them to be in sponge mode so they can absorb and soak up all the great information that experts like yourself have just graciously come on to share. So we appreciate you being here tonight and all the information that you're giving us thus far, and we'll continue throughout the night to give.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I love being here.
Well, we love you being here. You know, Poetic, I know that you have also been in the business for quite some time. When you look at this, it says, when you even started in hip hop, you know, what's up with your mind?
Lady Di, I had trouble hearing you. I don't know if anyone else did, but I was having a little trouble hearing you just a moment ago.
Yeah, I heard a whole bunch of moving in the background, so I'm happy to repeat it again, though. I was just saying, with you being also in the industry for a while, where you started from
I guess it's calling my personal phone. Can you ask me that question in a second, please?
Sure,
please?
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry. Hip-hop.
T. Turner, you know, the other thing that we tend to see in the market right now is the struggle, you know, financially with new artists and with them trying to fund their projects. And I think that is a part of once we figure out the right formula to be able to set up shop where, you know, they can either write their music for it or some type of kind of scholarship type program to really help these artists get out there. There's a lot of great talent that's being missed in our community right now due to funding. When you look at those type of things, I mean, what comes to mind in a way that we could pull together, as you said, networking, to help out the generation and the genre of music that are coming up now that are ready to be, you know, published and out there to the world?
I would say to the independent artist that's right now trying to figure, okay, I have talent, how do I get it out there? Number one, you have to be computer savvy. Don't expect to be able to be in the big leagues when you don't have the right tools. You can't tell me you don't know how to use a computer and expect me to take you serious, because nowadays our society is growing dependent on the Internet. Our society is growing dependent on social media. You know, I go to school. I have a class, and one of the teachers, she's like, she posts the information on a group thing on Facebook, and we go and download the stuff from there. So, first off, you have to be computer savvy, number one. That's the number one thing, be computer savvy. Number two, I would say, is personality. I go to a lot of things. I work with the Recording Academy and go to different functions. I work with all different types of people and do these little seminars and stuff like that. And I get, you know, people who I listen to their tape and they sound great, but then when you meet them, they don't have the right personality, they don't know when I'm on stage and I'm an artist, now I'm off stage and I'm dealing with the business side of it. But they want to be the number one person. They want to be the person you go to, the manager, the CEO. They want to be the writer, the publisher. They want to be, you know, everybody. But they don't necessarily have the skill for that position. But they have the skill. They're a great rapper. They're a great artist. But they don't know how to approach people in a business-type way. Just like your craft is a skill, so is a skill of being a PR person, so is the skill of being a engineer, a mixing engineer, so is the skill of being a videographer and knowing what to do, so is the skill of being a social media person and knowing how to navigate on the social media so that you're not double-stepping. You know, I know this guy who was continually updating his this was a while back when MySpace was more popular, MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook, and he was updating him, so he was repeating it. He would have all three windows up, and I said, why are you doing that? All you have to do is integrate them and make it so that you, when you post in one thing, it posts in the other one, and he didn't know about that. And it's just those type of little things that once I showed him that saved him 6 to 7 hours a week on what he was doing before. And so, you know, knowing, having the right personality for what you're doing, I think is very important. You have to meet and greet and network with people. Don't come meet and greet and networking with people at a function where everybody's got Dockers and a button-up on, and you're coming with your pants sagging to the ground and your hair all messy and just looking like you just walked off the bar and don't got no sense. You know, yeah, your music's great, but, you know, everybody, unfortunately, we live in a world where people are judged. Unfortunately, you want to get into an industry where looks and behavior and all that stuff is everything. So remember, independent artists, when you're approaching these people out here in the industry with anything, just like if you're going to get a job, I don't care where it's at, when you go to apply for a job, whether it be Walmart, whether it be as secretary for CEO of Trailcom, whether it be for whatever, you want to be presentable. Presentation is everything. You know, three, not just being computer savvy, but three, knowing social media,
you know, social media is number one. There's not one place you go where you don't see a like us on Facebook. I don't care if it's the food truck. I don't care if it's a pizza box. You get the little thumb in the corner and says like us on Facebook. You can buy something from Staples. You can go to the grocery store. Even the liquor store will have a thing saying like us on Facebook. So social networking is the key. You don't have to have money in today's industry. You don't have to have the money you used to have for Run DMC and these other people back in the day, these hip-hop artists who needed labels because everything wasn't accessible. Now, everything we do is right here is called in the box, which means on the computer. So all you have to do is be somebody with the ambition, the knowledge, and the skill. You know, be able to admit if you're not the best rapper in the world or the best singer in the world. You know, maybe you're not the best singer in the world, but you know what? Maybe you're good at making the best singer in the world get out there into the world. Or maybe you're good at helping the best singer write songs. You know, and knowing what you're good at is important. You know, don't waste your time, you know. Not everybody can be an artist, so see if there's something else in the industry you can do. See if you can help an artist. See if you can be a roadie. There's one artist. There's one Jay-Z, but there's 150 people that help Jay-Z make it happen. He can't do it on his own. So, you know, 250 people that help make it happen, you know. So you got to have that mentality. You know, that be presentable, be on your game, get your skill level up. Whatever you're doing, make sure your skill level's there. Be presentable in what you're doing. Know how it works. Know how the business works. Know what people like. You know, don't send somebody MP3 if they like a wave, because then they're just going to disregard you. People who are on a level way further than myself, way higher than myself, they'll look at you. They'll just disregard it. They're not even going to give you time of day or tell you what you did wrong. They're just going to disregard it. So definitely bring your skill level up, and whatever you're doing is key too. You know, I don't know if on the East Coast it is like over here, but in California, it's a lot of budget cuts. So it's not like before where you could just get up and go to school. You can't just get up and say, oh, I'm going to go to school and I'm going to learn this. If schools even offer, now more schools offer things related to the hip-hop element, such as DJing. There's classes on DJing. There's classes on video making. There's classes on audio engineering. You can get your degree in it where you couldn't before. So, but it's not as readily available as it was. It's becoming less and less and less. But with the power of the Internet, you have YouTube, where you can damn near learn anything. You know, buy the software, look at YouTube. You know, self-help books that tell you how to do things. But with YouTube, man, you could do so much. You can learn everything off of YouTube practically, you know. So, yeah, you know, just for the independent artists, I deal with a lot of them, and I'm always telling them, you know, make sure you're on your A game. You know, don't send somebody something that's not properly mastered or not properly mixed. It doesn't ever even necessarily have to be mastered all the time if you have a good mix engineer. You know, be presentable. Be on your A game. You know, always come in like Michael Jordan. Always come in knowing you the king player and you're going to be the one that's going to dunk the ball, you know.
Lady Di, just wanted to let you know our other guest is here. Unfortunately, my other phone had kind of gave out on me, so I just wanted to let you know. His name is P.A.T., Louisiana Finest. Just wanted to bring him in, and then we can go to break.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How everybody doing?
Doing well. Go ahead and introduce yourself and let everybody know where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is PAT Louisiana Finest, and of course I am definitely in Louisiana. Basically, I'm an artist that's been on the grind for a hell of a long time, and I'm listening in and just getting in, and I'm like, wow, already. I'm loving the conversation.
Well, good. We're glad to have you. We will definitely continue diving into this discussion tonight. You know, has hip-hop, you know, as it's evolved, is it still what it was? Are we progressing in the right direction? And we have on with us T.A.T. as well as T. Turner. And there's so much more on the other side. We're going to pay a few bills. We're going to our first feedback session. That's where we get to listen to some fantastic music. And we get to rate the song 1 through 10, with 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. We don't want you to go anywhere, so stick and stay, and I will meet you on the other side. You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
This song goes out to all the women who are or has been in a bad relationship. There are still good men who understand your pain.
You in a relationship, but you still feel alone. And you're tired of being ignored. You try to tell them how you feel. You've been cussing and fussing and acting out, but he's still not listening to you. Your mind tells you leave, but your heart says no. But girl, all I wanna say, you take care of home. You still love him even though he do you wrong.
Hoping that the happy days come back.
Too many years, so many tears. Cause you love him and he need you. For the kids, for the family, trying to make a happy home. Hoping that change will come. You picturing a brighter day. You love him with all your heart, but your mind begins to change. You fighting for this love. All your friends tell you to leave, but your heart is so content. But baby, I know you love him.
Out here, man. Take a minute and grab your cell phone. Scroll through all the names of your female friends. Go ahead. Do it now. I'll wait. Yeah, it's that important. Statistics show that one out of every three women are victims of domestic violence and abuse. That means that maybe your girl that you go skating with, your friend you met at the mall this weekend, your Sunday school teacher, your mama's best friend, or maybe even you are being emotionally, physically, or sexually abused. I know talking about domestic violence and abuse ain't sexy, but it is necessary. And fellas, I'm going to keep it real, man. Domestic violence and abuse won't stop unless we say, not on my watch, and start protecting our women. That's why I'm supporting E. Walter Smith and his song Tenderness. The Tenderness campaign will teach you how to recognize 10 warning signs of domestic violence and abuse and how you can stop it at home, at work, and at play today. Log on to alittletenderness.com to find out how you can make a difference in someone's life, maybe even yours.
Already Gear is the place where your image matters. We handle all promotional needs that you could have in mind. We are so much more than t-shirts. We do business cards, padfolios, pins, and more. In fact, whatever you can put your name on, we do. Give us a call at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180. Tell them HHNR told you to give them a call.
It's time to play. You're ready to go.
Ready to go.
Radio promo
right here
on Hip Hop National Radio.
That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15
a spot.
We aim to meet your advertising needs.
We do
viral marketing,
website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identity,
event planning and promoting,
printing,
graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more.
For more details, log on now to
www.hiphopnationalradio.com
or call 877-580-8555.
That's 877-580-8555.
Good evening. You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your hostess with the mostest, the lovely Lady Di, alongside T.A.T., T. Turner, and, of course, our visionary and founder, Poetic. You know that Myra Morris is always somewhere in the background holding us down, and we like to say hello on this Family and Friends Friday. We just came out of our feedback session, our very first one of the night. That was H-Town with I Appreciate You. We're going to kind of go and get some feedback. So if you'd like to be a part of it, you can dial in at 213-559-2995. Press the number 1. The number again is 213-559-2995. You can also weigh in our chat room. Just log on to www.blogtalkradio.com with the / the Hip Hop National Radio. It's very easy. When we come to you, you just rate the song 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, and you can give your constructive criticism because we only build up here on Hip Hop National Radio and never tear down. Last but not least, you can always keep it raw and keep it real. That's what this platform is known for. But we ask that you keep it clean because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is our CEO here at Hip Hop National Radio, so we don't allow any profanity nor vulgarity. That's it. So with that being said, ladies, first, as always, I have to go to my sister who's on the line with me tonight, T. Turner. Wanted to see what you thought about H-Town with I Appreciate You. Poetic, do you have T. Turner's line open?
Her line is open.
Oh, okay. T. Turner, did we lose you?
Actually, you just did. Just a moment ago, she just dropped off. So maybe maybe she was having a bad signal. Okay.
So let's move on to P.A.T. Hopefully she'll join us. P.A.T., what did you think about H-Town and I Appreciate You?
Oh, man, that was actually real cool. I was listening to it, and I was up here smiling, just listening while it was playing.
Excellent. What number would you give it? A rating 1 to 10, 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest?
I don't know. I wouldn't listen in as far as like I was rating it or something, but since it had my attention, I'd say around 6 or 7 definitely.
Okay. Sounds good. Poetic, what did you think about this? This is a new tune we haven't heard in a while. What do you think about H-Town and I Appreciate You?
It was a very good song. The production is really right on point, but, you know, that's the old H-Town sound, and I love the sound. Be honest with you, I could see a little bit being more updated today, but it's really a sound that I like. But it's still, I think it should integrate some of the new sounds of today's sound too as well. So that's what I like, and I'd say I'll give it about a 8, but it's a very good song. T- Tatiana is back on, just by the way. Let you know.
Yeah, sorry about that. We have a thunderstorm out here, and my phone gave out.
No problem, Tatiana. What are your thoughts about the H-Town song that we just heard, rating it 1 to 10, 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest? What would you give it?
I give it an 8. I think it was, I liked it. It was I couldn't hear it a little bit because of static from the rainstorm we have out here. But yeah, I would give it probably an 8. Of course, it was, the production part of it was great, like you said. And, you know, like, you know, H-Town does have their own sound. You know what I mean? That's their signature, just like Michael Jackson and stuff. So, you know, they probably will always have that certain 1990s male group, from soul male group sound, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. That was a different tune. You know, they have a unique sound. It's like when you hear it, you listen to it long enough, I will say that they have tagged it to a way where you kind of know that it's them. And I think there's something about being unique or having that distinction that kind of sets you apart from the crowd, no matter what it is that you're singing. And so big ups to H-Town. And
H-Town.
Poetic, I just want to make... Go ahead.
No, I said big up to H-Town.
Absolutely. Poetic, is there anyone that we need to address on the line right now?
Yes, Lady Di. Actually, the guest was on, and then he hung up. He's calling me on my personal number. I apologize, okay?
No problem.
Okay.
All right, well, that wraps up our first feedback session. We're going to dive right back into tonight's topic. I think it's relevant. If you're just tuning in, you are now locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. I am your hostess with the mostest, Lady Di, alongside Poetic, Myra Moe, T. Turner, and P.A.T., Tonight on Family and Friends Friday, it's all about how hip-hop has evolved successfully in criticism. So, KT, we haven't had a chance to get you to weigh in on that. I would love for you to, and I'm going to turn it over to you right now.
All right, all right, all right. Well, basically, I think actually we're evolving pretty nice, and hip-hop is going in a very, 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 very healthy direction. But at the same time, it's like everybody thought it wasn't, you know what I mean? Because, like, they thought that it was coming to, like, a dance era. They thought it's seeing a lot of fads, and they thought it was just getting, like, kind of commercial and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But it's getting back to the feel-good music now, because I hear a lot of people starting to listen to, like, what they used to love, and they, like, trying to, like, either better that or trying to, like, recreate it in some kind of form. Like, I feel like that's what a lot of artists are doing now these days, and I'm liking it. And me personally, being an artist, I'm also in that same category, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be on some music to where it just feels good. You could put on a whole album and you don't have to worry about skipping, you know what I mean? Because, like, it used to be like that. Everybody really cared about every single song that they did. And usually you could have an album where it had, like, about 10 to 12, maybe 14 singles on it. And that is amazing to me, you know what I mean? Like, whenever you make some music that is pretty much timeless and you could go back and listen to it, whether it be H-Town or it be TLC or it be, you know what I mean, anybody that made you feel good, like an In Vogue or something, man, that's the type of music that I want to, like, pretty much, like, put out there and pretty much recreate. And I think that we all pretty much move into that. We're moving back to that era now, and it feels good to me.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Poetic?
Yes.
I understand that was another one of our guests. Why don't you go ahead and introduce him? Poetic?
Yes, Zari. This is Zari Jones, if I'm saying it correctly.
Zaire, like the country.
Okay. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us, Zaire.
My name is Zaire. I'm a music video director out of Brooklyn, New York. I had the pleasure of working with a bunch of artists, old school, new school, you know, like relevant artists. And I wanted to just get in on the topic and, you know, weigh in on it.
Well, we're glad that you're here, and now that you officially have the floor and you've officially checked in, go ahead and weigh in on it, because tonight we're talking about hip-hop and how it's evolved despite criticism. So go ahead and give us your opening remarks.
Brooklyn.
Yeah. Brooklyn is definitely here. But I think hip-hop has evolved in a – I think hip-hop has evolved in a good and a bad way. It's evolved in a good way because we've been able to more so capitalize on the business that was capitalizing on us. And we've been able to find a way to control some of what we put out. But at the same time, we've also, in the rush for the monetary gain, we've given up a lot of our control of our image. And the bad part about the evolution of hip-hop is that it really reflects where we're at right now in societal times. And there is a decrease in what we feel like we have to say. Because I always thought of hip-hop as a tool for positive social change. And I think we've, in our pursuit and our gain monetarily, we've given up some of that. So we have a lot more music that has gotten reckless over the years. And even though it's become better music, it's not so-called gangster music, it's still not pushing society forward as much as it should be. And I think that's where we kind of wrestle with the evolution of hip-hop. It's moving in a good direction, but at that same time, are we still committed to making sure that we send those positive images out to the kids right now who seem to represent this reckless kind of state of mind that things are in?
Well said. Zaire, we're so glad to have you on with us. Thank you for joining us tonight, and we will definitely, of course, be checking back in with you from time to time, and we appreciate your opening remarks as we continue this discussion around the evolution of hip-hop. You know, and when we look out at the examples that we have before us, you know, it's interesting to me. I like that you took a spin on it, because as we continue to evolve, We do actually see both the positive and the negative. I think there's pros and cons and everything in life. And for me, I think the challenge for all of us who are on the line to continue being leaders is simply, again, so, you know, there's power in numbers. It's pulling everybody together, being on a unified front, and everybody kind of learning how to stay in their lane. You know, I think that sometimes where the water kind of gets muddy is because, you know, I'm called to be a producer, but then I want to step over in the lane of being a singer. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with being multi-talented, but if that is what you choose to do, then you have to study that craft and become good at it. You can't then just go over and try to be an expert in something that you haven't dived into. I think it takes the proper research, training, and all of those things in order to become an expert, whatever it is you're good at doing. And I think that when we look over into our community, the people who get it right, they get it all the way right. They understand that the industry is more than just the music piece of it. They become business savvy. And I love how T. Turner shared earlier is that we have some folks who are not even savvy when it comes to computer. I'm not even talking about, you know, all this intensity with software and whatnot. I'm talking about just a basic Word, Excel, you know. And whereas it was not a necessity necessarily, you know, when hip-hop started, it is now. I mean, you have got to understand how to read that fine print and how to be able to communicate via the computer, because that's where technology has led us. And I think that you were onto something. And for me, I don't see people being as committed to it, and I heard that as well tonight, where they go that extra mile to be able to become an expert in what they do, but everybody wants the big payoff. So as we talk about the evolution tonight, my hope is, as always on every show, is that we start to share kind of tips and tools that our listening artists who are aspiring and unsigned are listening to us tonight can take away from this. Because the thing is that when we talk about a topic, it's always, okay, I got it. What are my next steps? And so to be able to provide that information is invaluable. And so I am so glad that all three of you, Zaire, T.A.T., T. Turner, have taken time out of all of your hectic schedules to be here on Hip Hop National Radio with us as we continue into this discussion. So before we go to our next break, I want to put another question out there and kind of filter our way to all three experts. And I want to keep it as simplistic as I can when I say this, but I want your opinion upon being an unsigned aspiring artist. What should they be doing now to make sure that they're relevant in this industry that we have watched evolve? Because there is this sudden change, and it's going to continue changing. How do they keep in the know and keep themselves savvy in this ever-changing industry? And I want to start with you, T. Turner.
I would have to answer that by saying the simplest way I could would be skill. I just feel that there's a lot of people with a lot of talent, so you have to stick out. You have to be above average. You can't just do as good as the next guy or as good as the guy in your neighborhood. You have to go above and beyond. If your idol is Puffy or if your idol is Tupac or if your idol is whoever, aspire to be greater than them, and then you can at least try to achieve being close to what they were. You know, bring skill level in whatever you're doing in the entertainment industry, whether it's an artist, a manager, audio engineer, a videographer, whatever you do, bring that skill level up because that's what gets you recognized. When somebody sees it and says, oh, wow, that's better than I've seen before, you know. And that would be the simplest answer I could say for people who are saying, well, what's the next step now? I want to become an artist. I want to do skill level. Bring your skill level up. Look at YouTube videos, buy books, go to seminars, join associations and societies like the Audio Engineering Society, Grammy U if you're in school, the National Association of Professional Women if you're a woman and you're on the PR side, the business side. Join these societies and surround yourself with other people with the same ambitions and goals as you.
Zaire, let me ask you the same question.
You want to be relevant as an unsigned artist. Right now is the best climate for being an unsigned artist that it's probably ever been. So I want to my co-panel member there, what she said is absolutely right. You know, you have that skill level. You have to take that to the. You have to be the best that you can be, and it has to be a relentless pursuit. Like, this is not something that you do today and you don't do tomorrow. You pick it back up on Wednesday. That kind of has to be an ongoing thing. And then remember, everything is business. This whole industry is business. So you have to know what the business of everything going on around you is. And if you follow the music business right now, you know that the record companies, they don't have a formula for the Internet. They don't have a formula yet. So they kind of piggyback off of what these independent artists are doing. Any artist that you've seen has been really big, from Wiz Khalifa to Soulja Boy. They're all independent artists to begin with that created a buzz in their independency, and that's where the major labels then picked up. The major labels are then piggybacking off of you. So what you have to do is continue. You can't be scared to try something because right now, is like I said, it's the best climate for you to do that. The Internet holds so much for you, so much information, one, and so much ability. It's leveled the playing field for an independent artist. So take that time and create your visibility. Like, you have to be visible. People have to be able to see you, hear you, know you. They want to know you. They want to see you. That's why music videos have become so important, because no longer just having a song is enough. They want to see the presence of the artist. So with YouTube, like she was saying, with Vimeo and all these other sites, you can create these viral videos. You can create something that's going to matter to your audience. And then you begin to create an audience for yourself. But the one thing, I guess, to keep it really simple is, being that this is a technological age, you know, look into what's going on business-wise in the industry, and I'm telling you, it lies right there. It's right there for a savvy artist, a smart person to pick up on and run with.
Yeah, Zaire, let me comment off of that. Some that he said that I just wanted to point out. If you you're right on the ball with everything. And if you have you have to have ambition. You have to have the relentless ambition to get up in the morning and do it and go to bed and tough skin to be rejected constantly and people tell you that you're not good at it, you'll never make it, or this stinks or whatever. And look at these artists, like he mentioned Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy's song was on the internet, the one Soulja Boy Tell 'Em, the one that everybody's doing the dance to, that was on the internet for 2 years, popular, a million hits before Kylie Park found it, and then all of a sudden it now I know about it. But those two years I never heard of it, you know, and he still had a million people who had heard of it. And look at these people you out here, you see them in these cars and these houses and with these jewels, they didn't just, it was a struggle. If you really read their real story, P. Diddy's story, Wiz Khalifa, Drake, Soulja Boy. If you read their story, it didn't just like, oh, you know, even the new boys, I would say they were probably the luckiest, but it didn't just happen overnight. They were working and doing stuff. You just didn't know about it because they all of a sudden blew up for most people, but they were doing stuff to get there. They had an underground following, or they did something that was savvy enough, or they did something to put their self out there enough to make it. But they don't tell you about that because that's the industry and that's the business. The business part of it is you just need to see all the hype. You don't need to see the dirty work that got to the hype. So don't forget that.
P.A.T., I haven't forgotten about you. You come on and chime in as well.
Oh, man, my heart is getting touched right now. I hope a lot of people are listening because, man, I love this conversation. And everybody hitting it right on the ball. I mean, like, it's crazy. Just like Zaire said, you got to be visible, man. And it's, oh, my goodness. Like, I've been doing this since, like, 2002. And the crazy thing is, like, just real quick about me, I done been an intern at So Def, EMI, and all that. You know what I'm saying? I done ran with all the artists. I done seen everybody, like, whenever they was in the process of pushing. You know what I'm saying? Like, the franchise bars rolling with people like that. And I done been in the A&R spaces, and they trying to get artists on, too. So you're thinking that you need an A&R, and you're thinking that you need to convince him, when at the same time they be having artists, like, they're really trying to get on. And it's not necessarily the person that you think that you need, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you just need you. You need to go ahead and make yourself way more visible and way more knowledgeable than anybody else that's out there, period. Like, it takes a very, very long time. It takes a real, real, real lot. Like, it takes money, to be honest. Like, it takes a whole bunch of stuff. It's not just the internet and all this viral stuff and all the social medias. Yeah, that's cool, and it happens, and all that stuff, like, you know what I'm saying, it gets seen. But at the same time, like, just now, I say, like, just now, after a good, hard 10 years is when a lot of things is really starting to get visible to everybody for me. And it's been 10 years, and I'm not even close to being nowhere underskilled at all as far as the artist goes, you know what I'm saying, as far as the music. And everybody has been telling me since I started, like, music is amazing, and it's always great, but you got to get your business up, and oh, you got to know this, and oh, you got to know that, and that's all I've been hearing from the get-go. And basically what I did was just make sure I started integrating myself into the business, like, just being out at any little thing that you think anybody will be at. I don't care if it's something local. I don't care if it's a local show, like a Justin Bieber concert. Like, you'd be surprised of who you can meet at an event like that, you know what I mean? Just like by being out there and going out there and say, hey, I want to make myself visible to his people because his people are amazingly crazy about him. You know what I mean? Like, they're a fan of him like that. Then you can go up there and be like, okay, so this is a diehard fan. Maybe I could win them over. Maybe I could go and do this, or maybe I could do that. You just got to try every single thing that you could possibly do. I jump out of cars on the highway. I got out and just went to every single, like, South by Southwest. I go to that all the time, and I just try to, I just recently performed there. And, oh, my goodness, that was just so amazing. Like, it was crazy because so much of things was happening. Everybody is everywhere, and you just, like, putting yourself out there and talking to people all day, 24/7, and most of them are celebrities. Like, there's one dude I was talking to, he was on the Billboard, like, for 20 weeks or something, and he was a rock singer, but we was talking, like, and he was sitting in the conversation like it was nothing. And, like, people like that, you just meet in random places on an everyday basis whenever you put yourself out there. And as long as you keep on putting yourself out there and making yourself visible, if your work ethic doesn't stop, then basically it's going to pay off for you.
Wow, I appreciate that. What a powerful round. I cannot wait to wind
you
down with all of y'all. Y'all are off the chain tonight. Well, we are at the top of the hour. That's where we have to pay some bills, and we get to listen to some more fantabulous music. So there's much more on the other side of sizzling hot topics that Lady Di has just for you, and we have such a very, shall I say, exciting line of experts with me tonight, so I know they're going to be chiming in. I cannot wait. They're very outgoing, so we're going to have some fun when we get through with this feedback session. You stick and stay, and I'll meet you on the other side. You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is a song called Cards, and it's by a young lady named Sonya Harley. Don't you go anywhere. You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
family, all music lovers, entertainers, and entertainment professionals. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. Pop, rock, R&B, and soul. Hip Hop National presents the Jammin' or Slammin' competition. Jammin' or Slammin' is one of the few competitions in the world where the recording artists are judged by an online interactive audience. That's right, the audience decides. Log on to hiphopnational.com and sign up now.
You cannot win if you don't get in.
So if you're ready, step your game up.
And get ready to win.
Get ready to win cash. That's right.
That's right.
Cash.
And other prizes.
So if you think you've got what it takes, then bring it to the Jam It or Slam It competition. Just sign on and sign up at hiphopnational.com.
The Jam It or Slam It competition must have a minimum of 25 competitors. If by any means canceled, all monies will be fully refunded.
Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. I'd like to talk with you about Doctors Without Borders. This is an international medical humanitarian organization working in nearly 70 countries to assist people whose survival is threatened by violence, neglect, or catastrophe. The battle in Somalia continues against the deadly combination of measles and acute malnutrition, which affects children in particular in the overcrowded refugee camps. Doctors Without Borders is there, making a difference. You too can make a difference. If you feel strongly about poverty, violence against women and children, make a one-time donation or give monthly. It's easy. Visit doctorswithoutborders.org and give them the tools and the resources to make a difference. This PSA is brought to you by ValderBeebeShow.com and Hip Hop National Magazine on the web at HipHopNational.com. Neither organization is affiliated with Doctors Without Borders or its founder, MSF. We do not accept donations. We simply make a difference.
You know what?
It's your boy Pit Boss, Cash Guerrilla Records. I'm all about supporting the WEW Foundation, which is a non-profit organization for the battered and abused women, men, and children in all communities. Now I want y'all to call in and request my hot new single, Do It Big, and big ups to Hip Hop National Radio, and keep it locked right here. It's your boy Pit Boss. HipHopNational.com.
Listening to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your girl, your hostess with the mostest, Lady Zai, on this fabulous Family and Friends Friday. So glad that you've officially checked in. Can't do it without my dream team, my remote always in the background holding us down, and of course, Poetic, the visionary and founder of Hip Hop National Radio, is with us as well. We have some wonderful experts who joined in to help us tackle the evolution of hip hop. Before we jump back into tonight's topic, would like to pause for the call to talk about that song that was quite interesting. It was entitled Cards. We're going to do a feedback round where we rate it 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. And we will start with you, Zaire. What did you think about that song?
It was very catchy. I liked it. It had a good sound. It had a flavor to it that I think is marketable, and that's what you're looking for as an artist. You're looking to have a sound that's marketable, that they can put out, that will attract followers. And I think that it had a good sound. I was, it sounded like something I had heard before almost, and that's key to anything you do, it being familiar to people. And I think being relentless as an artist, they can be successful.
Thank you for that. What about you, T. Turner?
You know what? Unfortunately, I had to send an email out that I got. I was trying to multitask at the same time, and I didn't get to hear the full effect of it for me to say yay or nay or why I like it.
Okay, that's fair. P.A.T., I need you to check in and weigh in on that song.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was a little bit multitasking too, but I liked it because it actually had my attention too. Like I still kind of came back and was like, oh, okay, because I figured that we was gonna be getting questions about that song, and I definitely did like it.
Okay, can you rate it 1 through 10?
Ooh, I say a good eight. Man, I want to say harder than an 8, but I would say 8 because I was like doing some other stuff only.
Okay, that sounds fair. All right, we got P.A.T., Zaire, T. Turner. Poetic, what did you think about the song?
I thought it was a great song, actually. I'll give it about an 8. Production was pretty decent on it. And, you know, just to let everybody know, we support all genres of music here, just as long as it's clean. So we embrace the whole community of music, so bring it here and to educate them about the process. That's what we're about here at Hip Hop National. Just to let you know, in the chat room, we received an 8 from Admiral Flavor. He said he gave it an 8. And so T.M. Michael said, hip-hop has evolved. It used to be about something much deeper and more meaningful than it has become now. You now have the floor.
Thank you. Well, that wraps up another feedback session. And as I promised, you know, it's time to talk about some hot topics. That's where we can talk about anything around the world that we darn well please. And I ask that our experts always join in, so I'll be calling on you. So y'all quit multitasking for a minute. So that you don't say, Lady Di, can you repeat the question? I'm letting you know now I'm coming to you. But I want to talk about two, you know, hot topics that if you've been checking in with the news, I'm sure you've been hearing about them. Of course, the first one is around the presidential election and what transpired most recently, because we've been talking about social media and how much, you know, it moves around the world. And there was a Democratic, you know, opinion about, you know, mothers who are working from home. And, of course, that then had the Republican Romney, the wife of our current Republican candidate, Ann Romney, you know, spoke out and said that that was a choice that she had made to stay home with their 5 boys, and it certainly was not easy. The lady then came back to offer a public apology, and I thought that President Obama did a fine job in supporting, you know, women's choices, whether they want to be a stay-at-home mom or decide that they want to be a working mother, and I thought that was very first class of him, because at the end of the day, some of the things should be off limits, not about Republican or Democratic. It's just about right and wrong. And so, you know, hearing that, if you hadn't heard the story, that is really the gist of it, and you'll continue to hear more about it over the weekend. Want to kind of get your way in and just your thoughts about it. And I'll start with you, P.A.T. What do you think about that?
Man, I think on a real, like, for real, like, everybody definitely, they can make choices, you know what I mean? Like, this is supposed to be a free country, so you know what I mean? Like, you could go ahead and choose to stay home and be a stay-home mom no matter what. If you're working from home or doing whatever you got to do at home, that's your choice, you know what I mean? So, like, basically, like, I don't even see, like, why or what would be a problem with it. Like, or why would somebody have a problem with it? The different parties or whatever, the Republican Party, they do have their little ways sometimes. And, of course, like, they like, basically, I don't know, like, they have a, I don't even know what to call it. It's like a way that they expect society to be, I guess you would say. And, basically, I don't see, like, why it always comes back to that when it's supposed to be, like, the land of the free.
Interesting. Thank you for your comment. Zaire?
You know, to me, the fact that we're having this conversation raises a red flag in the first place, because if it's 2012 and we still have to tell people to respect people's wishes and opinions, then there's a deeper problem than that. You know, we have to look at, you can't treat the symptoms. You have to treat the illness. And as long as we keep, every time something happens, we keep attacking that specific event instead of attacking the issue that causes that event, then we have a problem. So, I mean, it's hard for me to even speak because nobody should be able to tell anybody if they wanted to stay home or not or have an abortion or not. Like, I think we've passed that. But being that it's an election year, people use these little things to divide, to further divide us. They know everybody has their own opinion, so they call it out so that they can find alliances with certain people. And that's why you find whenever things like this come out, it's because people are searching for alliances. They're searching to find people to side with. And, you know, like I said, that's just the symptom. And if we're still dealing with this, then we have a bigger problem than we think.
I like that. T. Turner, last but of course not least, my lady of the hour with me. Lady God, I would have to agree with Zaire totally. He pretty much took the words out of my mouth because we're still debating on, you know, whether somebody has the right to do this or that. It just goes to show how we're going back to see, we started out uncivilized, where people see America as a civilized country and this and that. We actually started out uncivilized, and as time progressed, we came up with these things that we call part of our society, civilization. What is civilized, you know? And for, it's not, it's for me, it's not crazy to think that something crazy is going on in this world, because it's always been bad stuff going on. It's always been people going to judge. It's always been people trying to do one thing and despite the other. So what I, for myself personally, learned is that you have to learn, you're not going to be, you can make a change in the world, but you're not going to change the world. If that was the case, Michael Jackson would have changed the world with all his music. He was constantly asking people to just love each other and look in the mirror and you know, don't judge. Doesn't matter what your race is. Doesn't matter who you are. He was constantly asking people to do that in his music. So if that was the case, the world would be changed. But, you know, it's learning how to adjust and live in a society where you can make a difference, but you're not going to, I mean, I'm not trying to bust anybody's bubble, but that's the truth. You're not going to change everybody in the world. So try to, you know, make some type of significant impact and be different, or look at yourself in the mirror and realize what you're about. Because, you know, you got people out here who are making decisions for you. So, you know, learn how to live in this world so that you can live comfortable, and you don't have to really depend on what anybody else's opinion is regardless, and you're still able to live your life, because there's plenty of people who are doing it. There's plenty of people who don't give a damn whether Rodney or Obama or Clinton or anybody's in office. They're still living their life, and it doesn't really change it. And that is achievable. That is achievable. It's achievable to live your life, to have your bills paid, to succeed, to have a career, to do all those things, no matter what your race is in the United States, no matter who you are, if you have the willpower and to do it. So, you know, just know that these people are out here judging you, and they're setting the track, the paving the road for your life. But you gotta be able to, you know, not be dependent on those people and their decisions necessarily. Although it's a two-headed sword to me, because yeah, these decisions, there's only a handful of them, and there's millions of us. They're supposed to work for us, not us working for them. So, or not us bowing down to what they want done, you know, not some vindictive war that's going on, or, you know, not some, our gas prices are going up just because, you know, a certain group of people who probably get driven around all day anyway are, you know, doing this and that. You have to just, you know, learn to try to not accept, but adjust. And if you want to be the person that's going to change the world, go ahead and try to be that person. But if you want to be somebody who's just going to live in it,
know that that's your role too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you for that. Poetic, did you have anything to add to that?
Not at the moment, Lady Di. Sorry, I'm actually trying to monitor the chat room so I can chime in with what they're trying to say to you guys.
No problem.
Okay.
Don't try to get a pass for multitasking.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That's what it's about.
I just want to say this. In my last hot topic, because I want to definitely get back to our topic at hand, we've been reporting on it since the story broke, and of course, on Wednesday, we were sharing, because it actually happened while we were on the air, finally making some progression toward justice with the Trayvon Martin case. And I think that this is very relevant to tonight's topic from this perspective. You know, one of the things that happened on today is that Mike Tyson has openly given his opinion, you know, why hasn't the guy been tied to a front of a bus and, you know. And I think that, again, we get looped in with everybody. Of course, he was a boxer, but they just throw us all together. Oh, he's a part of the hip-hop community. And when we talk about criticism and we talk about, you know, the type of negativity that they like to throw on our brand, we're all kind of grouped together. That's the one place where everybody kind of throws us all in this one bucket. You know, I think that as we talk about how we continue to evolve in a positive light, we also have a responsibility and accountability that comes along with the platform that we are afforded. And no matter how we may feel personally, and it goes back to someone saying, you know, we're in the land of the free and freedom of speech and all of that, I think that we also have to still be responsible, and I think that we have to be conscious of the type of connotation and the reputation that comes along with some of our comments. And I think that's why so many times we hear disclaimers. And even when I'm giving my personal opinion here on Hip Hop National Radio, I will always say this is not necessarily the view of the radio station. And I think it's important to separate that, because you don't ever want someone to leave the line saying, Lady Di said on behalf of, you know, because I think that that's how things blow up. And it really doesn't matter what it is, good or bad, because, you know, when the media gets it, they always have their own spin on it anyway. I'm not saying this is a right or wrong situation. For me, when people give their personal opinions, I don't think they can be wrong, because it's the way they feel. And who are we to tell someone, you know, how they feel? So with that, I want to get your way in, T. Turner, and your thoughts around our responsibility when we're in these positions. We have the ear of the community and the things that we say as far as being responsible and kind of holding each other accountable around that. Your thoughts?
Zaire said it earlier about how the community has evolved in two different directions. There's the good and there's the bad. I feel that's like a common sense thing. Have enough common sense to know that if people are admiring you and people are idolizing you, then try to give them something positive to look at. But at the same time, hip-hop has always been about expressing what we were going through and expressing what we're seeing every day. It didn't mean for the guy, the white kid in suburbia, to pick up a gun and go shoot his classmate because he wanted to be like Tupac. Tupac was just saying, man, I don't know how it is at 13, 15 Willow Lane, but at 12, 13 MacArthur in Oakland, it's bad. And, you know, so taking it's a reflection. It's an individual thing. As a community, we can try, but everybody has to really just look at themselves and say, what is it that I'm putting out in this world? What am I going to leave behind when I die? What will people remember me by? Will they remember me for robbing and stealing and always being in jail? Will they remember me for my music? Will they remember me for being a good mom or father? Or will they remember me for just being a cool friend but not really achieving much in my life? You know, what you put out into this world is why you're here. Everybody has a purpose. Some people's purpose is a vessel, and some people's purpose is the captain of the ship. Some people are here on this earth as a warning, and some people are here to, you know, prosper on this earth, because this is their world. And, you know, you have to look at yourself and say, okay, well, I got 100 million people listening to my every word and buying my magazines and wearing my shirt, and they want to be like me. What am I going to leave these people with? I would have to say that I'm a rapper myself, and, I mean, I don't really do anything. I'm more of a producer, but I can rap. And some of the lyrics that I do express to some people might sound like, oh, well, you know, that's kind of violent. But I'm not, if you really dive into it, I'm not rapping about necessarily telling you to go do this. I'm just telling you this is something I've been through, or this is something I see, or this is what happened to my cousin or my friend. Not telling you to go pick up your gun and go do it, or not telling you to go rob and cheat. You know, that's, you know, a lot of times hip-hop gets blamed because some kid in suburbia America picks up, he has his hat to the back, or he has a starter coat or whatever, you know, whatever. He has some coat on, and he has his boxer showing a little bit, and, oh, he goes and kills his mom and dad, and it must be hip-hop. Hip-hop must have made him do it. It couldn't have been that his dad was abusing him and his mom was a jerk. It couldn't have been that his environment or his society, wherever he grew up in his household, was the reason. He had a whole bunch of rap posters on the wall. So it must have been that foul music. And that's not the case. He individually said, this is what I'm going to do. And, you know, I listened to all types of stuff. I didn't go out and say, oh, now I want to go shoot people and I want to go sell drugs and I want to go do this and that. I listened to it and I bobbed my head and I danced to it and I got down and all that. But it didn't necessarily tell me, hey, this is what I have to do. This is what I have to go do. So, you know, parents out there who have children growing up, you know, listening to the music that they're listening to today, you know, it's what you make of it. You don't have to hang on every word. When you hear a song in an elevator and when you're going up to the 13th floor, you don't sit there and say, you know, it's something in the background, it's something to enjoy, you might bob your head a little bit, and that's it. You don't say, now I want to go be the master violinist because I heard this orchestra in the elevator, you know. So it's a personal reflection on everybody. It's a personal responsibility of every parent to make sure that their kid is, like, you know, understanding that this is music. This is something that somebody chose to express themselves creatively. They, whether it be headbanging music or something like gore, you know, rock music, they do the same thing. You've got a band called Gore, and they're cutting bodies up on stage and spitting blood out and have fire and pyrotechnics and stuff. Nobody's telling them, oh, you're the reason the kid shot his classmates at Columbine. They don't say that to the rocker. They don't say that to the death metal guy who brings a live pig up on stage, part of his act, and chops it up and puts his hand into the body and the parts. They don't say his stuff grows, and they don't say his stuff is the reason why people are doing stuff. They just have this focus on hip-hop, hip-hop, hip-hop. And it's not hip-hop. It doesn't have nothing to do with hip-hop. Hip-hop is just an expression and a form that we use to express ourselves. Nobody listens to a country album and says, oh, well, since the guy said he cheated on his wife and but he wants her back and stuff, I'm going to cheat on my wife and now I want her back. You know, it's music. Realize that it is what it is. It's music. Don't take every word literally. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. And now that you've talked about pigs and blood, let me go get a drink of water. We're going to pay some bills. And we'll be back on the other side to wrap up our last half hour of Hip Hop National Radio on this. I mean, we have PAT in the building with us, along with T. Turner, who's been shedding a lot of light on the evolution of hip hop. And, you know, we're going to listen to our last feedback session. It's called Cope by Kaylin McFadden. You are locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back on the other side.
Let's talk this one out. This for y'all who think y'all hard. I don't even know what the word means. Check it out.
It's not about being hard. It's about coping with a hard life.
Coping with a hard life.
It's not about
the looking game. I know dudes who hold tools, looking aim. Four shots from the Glock, took his brain. Four more from the four, took his brain. Some truth, some fake, both look the same. If you can't see clear through crooks and lanes, a petty thug has a herd mentality. Because his heart doesn't match his personality. He goes on the block, not for the riches, sometimes for the chicks, but mainly for the image. He wants to be the man on the block. He started balling once they handed him a rock. But once he got his hands on the Glock, he flipped in his brain, twisted the game. Now he's power hungry because he chose to be turned on his homies and said, F loyalty. It's not about being hard. It's about coping with a hard life.
Coping with a hard life.
It's not about being soft. It's about seeing through a dark night. To give anything just to keep your whole life
whole.
To give anything just to keep your soul right.
So right.
Respect all, fear another guy. Keep that in your heart and you'll be alright.
Yeah, you'll be alright.
And if you ballin', you have to stay low-key. Cause them boys be tapping on the phone be. All cops not rolling in that white car.
If you're ready to promote your record, hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. To include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
Calling all music lovers, entertainers, and entertainment professionals. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. Pop, rock, R&B, and soul. Hip Hop National presents the Jammin' or Slammin' competition. Jammin' or Slammin' is one of the few competitions in the world where the recording artists are judged by an online interactive audience. That's right, the audience decides. Log on to hiphopnational.com and sign up now.
You cannot win if you don't get in.
So if you're ready, step your game up.
And get ready to win.
Get ready to win cash. That's right. That's right. Cash.
And other prizes.
So if you think you've got what it takes, then bring it to the Jam It or Slam It competition. Just sign on and sign up at hiphopnational.com.
The Jam It or Slam It competition must have a minimum of 25 competitors. If by any means canceled, all monies will be fully refunded.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Oh boy, I done went back to work. My goodness. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. I got too much going on. It's been a long week. Forgive me, y'all. Woo! Woo, woo, woo. I tell y'all, I'm in five places at one time. I ask y'all to keep me in prayer. My mind is running 60 miles per hour. My sister passed away, so I'm just trying to cope with a whole bunch of things that are going on and wrapping up in the office and I'm trying to answer a phone, get back on the air. Lord, have mercy. Just help me, Jesus. For those of you who are tuned in, you are locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. It is the Loony Lady Die tonight. As we wind down our into the weekend with our final hour, we have been blessed to have on with us T. Turner and also P.A.T., who's been holding it down, both in the building doing what they do best, and that is sharing, because sharing is caring here on Hip Hop National Radio. Couldn't do it without a dynamic team, as we've been talking about, and Martin Poe, who, you know, is always putting it down in the background, along with Poetic, our producer extraordinaire. And tonight we've been talking about the evolution of hip-hop, and, you know, as we begin our descend, I would love for us to wind down in a way where we leave the aspiring and unsigned artists with some great information. So I would like your top five, kind of your top five tips that you want to share with the listening land as to what their next step should be in order to stay relevant in today's market and industry. And I'm going to start with you, T. Turner.
I would say the top five things would probably be get your skill level up, get your presentation up, making sure becoming savvy, make sure you're savvy, computer savvy, learning the business, learning what you're getting into, and you know what, having tough skin, having a tough skin and realizing that you'll get rejected 100 times before one person says yes, and it only really takes the right person to say yes for you to get to where you want to be. As an independent artist, you have the freedom to do what you want at this point in your career. So do what you want as long as it's getting you to where you want to go. Write it down. Soulja Boy did this. He wrote it down in his composition book where he wanted to be in a year. And he set his goals out, and in a year, he was there. Network. get with like-minded individuals like yourself and collaborate, and learning to get along with people and work in teams and groups is huge. Is a huge thing, because once you get to these levels where you're going to have to learn how to have a certain type of personality with them, you want to be prepared for that, because you have to have a certain personality to get along with people. And so that's a big thing too. And networking with the right people, not wasting your time, not just networking with just anybody, but getting into the right places. And definitely, I didn't say, I haven't mentioned much of, but be ready to spend your money. You got to spend money to make it. An independent artist, don't mind giving your stuff away for free. If you are not really anybody yet in the industry where you have any type of following more than 300 people, which are mainly just your friends and the people who know you on Facebook, you, when you're out these shows and stuff, you should be giving away. You should be giving away your product. You should be giving away your CDs, a presentable CD, not a CD where you just mark your name on it with a Sharpie and stuff like that, but something that at least looks presentable. You don't have to have a lot of money, but you know how to use it and direct it. Plan on spending your money. You got to spend some money to make some money. So look into that. Look into mastering, because mastering isn't that expensive at all. You can get a decent mastering for a decent price. Same with mixing. Wake up every morning, and you have to do something every day towards your goal. You have to do something every day that has to do with your music. You have to do something every day that has to do with PR or managing or your record company. You have to do something every day towards that goal. You can't have one day that goes by you haven't done something towards your career. Like PAT was saying, 10 years later, it took all that grinding just to get to where now you're starting to see what you want. And that's so many artists like that. There's a huge underground following. There's a huge, my cousin, has a group called People Under the Stairs, and they make their living off of doing shows both here and internationally. They have a huge following, but it was about that 10-year mark when their stuff, or I'll say about eight, nine-year mark where their stuff started to explode, and to where now that's their income. Their income is what their talent and what they do. So trust me, just to be on the top of the pyramid on the indie level, you got to get out there, and invisibility too, like you were saying, invisibility. You have to get out there. You have to meet these people. You have to present yourself as a professional, as an artist, as whatever it is you're trying to do. Get business cards. Get those things that are going to give you that extra edge, and you will be able to at least generate something to where it can get you to where somebody else that's on a higher level than where you're at and you're trying to be will be able to say, oh, I recognize you. I'm going to pull you up here. So get to that level. And, am I saying his name right? Zaire, right? Like Zaire was saying, you have to just be relentless. You have to be relentless. This has to be what you really want, especially in entertainment. So, yeah, that would be the things I would leave people with.
I really appreciate you. More than you
think.
PAT, I got to hear from my main man. Go ahead and tell the people what you're leaving them with tonight.
Yeah. First of all, I just want to go ahead and give a shout out to T-Turner. That's what's up. I definitely appreciate all of the stuff that you said tonight. Girl, man, it was great. I ain't going to go front. And I even like that elevator music thing that you said, because it's funny. I got a song called Elevator Music, and it's popping right now. Snoop Dogg's favorite on his SoundCloud. Thank you very much. But like, thanks. But like for real, as far as artists go, man, as much as we could say, like, honestly, it's all about knowing a lot. Like, you got to get your knowledge up. Go ahead and look at BMI and ASCAP and find out how you're going to get paid and how you get publishing and how you're going to be
getting revenue from what you love to do. You know what I mean? You got to, like, know everything about it, the ins and outs and stuff like that, because if you don't have your business right, then you're going to get messed over, like, fast. You know what I mean? People are looking to do that. And then on top of that, like, once you got your business down, basically have your presence, your performance, your stage presence and everything just key. They have this dude that he's a local artist and everybody kind of clowned him. His name was Cupid. I don't know if y'all familiar with him, but like he was in the Tyler Perry movie and they played his song. And, like, it was, like, a big deal in the movie, you know what I mean? At the end of the movie, I think it was Jumping the Broom. And so, like, everybody clowned this dude about him dancing. Everybody clowned this dude about him always being out. Everybody clowned this dude, you know what I mean, pretty much saying, oh, man, you just all over the place and always doing parties and you make yourself so visible. It's like people see you and they're not excited to see you, you know what I'm saying? You make yourself too visible. And now he's in movies and he has his own video game, and you know what I mean, like things like that. He made himself so visible to where, like, people was like, hey, oh yeah, I remember him, and I'm going to pick him up, and I'm going to do this with him, and we're going to do that. So basically, I can't say it enough just to be putting yourself out there, because I've never stopped since 02, and I'm not going to, and that's just what it is. Like I said, I'm just getting visible like I want to be right now, like just now, like it's just starting to happen after 10 long, hard, amazing years. And I've been amazing since I first started. So it's not about having just a great product. You know what I mean? I don't care if your product is – some people do all kind of amazing things. Like, I done seen some amazing things that artists doing, and they're very creative. You know what I mean? Like, they do different things to try to keep people's attention or get people's attention. Or if the way they package a CD or the way they have their flyer or the way you do a business card. Everything like that means something. All the little small tedious things, like even your name, like it's a big, big deal. It's like it always means something, because if you have a name that'll stick in somebody's head, that's something that they can remember you or identify you with next time they see you or the next time they hear you. So, I mean, like as much as possible, all I could do is just like say, make yourself like crazily available. And make sure that you're extremely, like, ready. Like, because there's a whole bunch of work that's going to be happening. Like, you think you're working now, or you think you're, like, you know what I'm saying, like, grinding extra hard, and everything is so hard, and then, like, you feel like, oh, stuff is starting to get good, and it didn't start to pay off, and I could chill. No, because that's when the work really starts. That's when it's like you don't have time for nobody, and you don't have no time to do nothing anymore, and it's harder to sleep. Because you have so much things going on, now you can't even get sleep because you're working and you're doing what you say you want to do and what you love to do. So hopefully, you know what I mean, you're ready. So I would say the thing basically is just having the knowledge. Make sure you get your business up. Make sure you have your presentation right. And basically know how the business works as far as, like, you being in the business, you getting paid, the monetary value and all of that. And if you're doing it just for money, then you're all the way wrong. Like, for real, just have the love for it and know that, just like T. Turner said, man, you're going to be getting a whole lot of people that's just going to turn you down and say this and that about you. They're going to talk. They're going to say you're not ready. You're not this. You're not that. Whatever. Don't change nothing. Just keep doing you. That's the main thing that I can say.
Wow, you know that's what happens. You have that's what happened when you have your sidekick, boy. I tell you, something else over here. My remote, you know, I said, look, I'm gonna talk about the multitasking, and I'm trying to listen to her and listen to you. And I just want to say how much I really enjoyed you as well, PAT. I thank you for being on it. As we share with everybody, once you've been on our show, as long as your schedule will permit it, you are always welcome back to come and be a part of Hip Hop National Radio, because we're so grateful that you, again.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it, too. And, like, everybody, I don't know, like, if it's, like, as far as, like, everybody have the information already out, but
please get in contact with me, the panel, and anybody, whoever wanted to go ahead and get in contact with me. It's cool, man. I'm a pretty cool dude, down to earth, very accessible, and I mean, I think I actually called and been on a panel before on the Hip Hop National, and I tell you like this, this is something that I could do. Like, I mean, I could definitely listen to and be a part of, and like, I like it a lot. I mean, I have a passion for it, and oh my goodness, I hear that the people that's on it, y'all have that same passion that I have, and I like it.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate it and receive it and believe that we will continue to excel with wonderful supporters like yourself. Poetic, people are always asking how they can get involved with Hip Hop National Radio. And before we go to the extended hour where you play what they say, why don't you let the people know how they can engage themselves with Hip Hop National?
Sure, but first I'd like to pause for the cause. My condolences to you and your family. I wasn't aware that you were going through that today. I knew your sister was sick, so my condolences to your family. And I appreciate by all means that you actually came out like a champion to continue doing the show the way you did today, because you hit it well. Didn't know that you were going through that.
Amazing part, though.
Yeah.
That's professional right there. That's what you call a professional. That's what you got to do. That's the business, you know. She knows that she's the host. She got to be there, you know. And that's what it's about. I commend you.
Yeah, that's that passion.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All right, guys. Yeah. Telling you how you get involved. Just go to hiphopnational.com. We have there our magazine. If you want to get in this magazine, the time is now. The books is closing on Monday. We're going to have, be honest with you, we have some major stars that's going to be on it, which will attract attention to you to be able to be in that magazine by being in it. In the front door with a major artist on there, is only going to bring attention to you. Just like T. Turner said, you got to invest in yourself. The dime is now to invest in yourself. Go to hiphopnational.com. You see the eight. You'll see where it says naked. You want to go ahead and click the button there, and you'll see. You click the item. If you have any questions, all you have to do is call us at 877-580-8555. Again, that's 877-580-8555. We also have other items in there, such as an email blast. We can put you out to 2 million emails for as small as $450 bucks to $650 bucks for 2 million. So, and honestly, it is extremely effective. So, you know, go ahead and make a move. Invest in yourself. The time is now. Do it today. Thank you, Lady Di, for giving me the platform to do so. Appreciate that. You now have the floor.
Thank you all for having me on the show. This is T. Turner. Just want to say thanks, and I appreciate it. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed talking with everybody. And I definitely try to get on here again, you know, from the West Coast to the East Coast.
I'm amazed with you, T. Turner. You said you'd be here for an hour. I thank you for staying the full length of the show.
No problem. I've enjoyed myself so much. I had to, that's why I sent my email, like, okay, I'm going to be a little late. You know, I'm doing something right now. So they just going to have to understand.
Lady Di, are you with us? Okay, I'll hold the floor down to now, because I have to say thank you again, Lady Di. You really came through. Didn't know you was going through what you were going through to that detail, and we can only appreciate what you do here at Hip Hop National. I'm sure the listening audience can feel what we're feeling here tonight. So
thank
we love you so much. Just to let you know.
I'll be back.
definitely make sure that we close and turn lights off.
You're talking about timing. I'm not sure if you guys heard me or not. I had problems. I had some technical issues, guys. Going to move on. Lady Di, I'm not sure if you've already covered the show, but the board started jumping on me and lost some calls. So
We lost everybody. I had to dial back in. So that's what I said. I said the devil is a lie. I said we're going to close out in prayer before I handed it over to you, and the whole line went dead. I said the enemy is afraid of us. We've got some power soldiers on this line tonight, and that's what that is. So, no, let me do that. Lord Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for being God all by yourself. When we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough for all that you've done and all that you will continue to do. I ask that as we separate from this place, let us never, ever separate from you, but only to draw nearer, be closer like you in your image. Thank you for the people you sent to us today and for everybody who's listening under the sound of my voice. I speak blessings in your life, your family, your friends, and your finances. Until we meet again, this is Lady Di, your hostess with the most, signing off and turning it over officially to my main man. That's Poetic. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday. Poetic?
All right. Thank you, Lady Di. I appreciate you giving me the floor. Just want to go ahead and acknowledge the caller that's already raising their hand for the on request part of the show. 301-523. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and if you have a special request or question.
My name is Hakeem. I'm from Tuscaloosa. The reason I pressed 1 was because everything went blank. So when everybody stopped talking, for some reason I felt like pressing 1, so I did.
That's okay. All right, Hakeem. Do you have a question or statement for tonight's topic? How hip-hop has evolved successfully in spite of criticism?
Okay, I have a question.
Go for it.
How has hip-hop evolved successfully? Forgive me. I'm sorry if I might have missed anything, but that's my question.
How has it evolved successfully? Well, actually, it has changed a lot of our lives since the inception of hip-hop. We started off everybody thinking that it was just a phase. Well, we proved differently that was wrong. Not only is not just a phase, it has changed the culture in which we live, by which we live. Some in some negative form, but not all in negative form. A lot of it's been positive.